I've always loved the natural food industry. It's always been something that's important to me, no matter where I am or I travel. I always find the little health food store or co-op that's, you know, wherever I'm traveling. And so it dawned on me of like, why is there no market in this place?
Welcome to Common Roots, an infra podcast.
And I'm your host, Haley Craig.
Independent natural food retailers are as diverse and unique as the communities they serve. From urban to rural, East Coast to West Coast, small to large, there's one thing that these stores have in common, a deep commitment to providing healthy foods to their communities. In celebration of Infra's 20th anniversary, we're handing over the mic to 20 Infra members to share their challenges and triumphs in navigating the world of natural food retail. Are our common roots really so common? Let's find out. Today, we are joined by Ashley Jewel Darlington, owner and operator of Bappa's Market. And this is their story. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ashley. Would you mind introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about your store?
So my name is Ashley Jewel Darlington. I own Bappa's Market in Chico, California, which is located in Northern California. We're about 90 miles north of Sacramento. We're a college town. And my store is located in a sort of up-and-coming development called Merriam Park, which was designed to be sort of an intentional community, meaning you have people who live here and work here. So like our courthouse is out here, Northern Valley Indian Health. We have a cancer center coming out here, but then there's about 1,200 residents. So the goal was to have it be like its own little community within a community. And I was in healthcare prior and started two different healthcare clinics out in this area. I also live in the neighborhood, and there was no market. As I had some life changes happen, I've always loved the natural food industry. It's always been something that's important to me, no matter where I am or I travel. I always find the little health food store or co-op that's, you know, wherever I'm traveling. And so it dawned on me of like, why is there no market in this place? And so I went to the developer, I pitched my idea. I mean, this is a very short version of it, but long story short, Bappa's was born, and we just opened September 13th.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. And when did you join Infra, and what initially motivated you to become a member?
So I joined Infra. Well, I started the process based on my conversations with Seven Roots. So I hired Seven Roots to be my consulting company to help me navigate the roads of starting a brand new grocery store. And so it was based upon their recommendation. So I did my research and I read all about it and what it can do and how it was started. And I totally, that's my philosophy as well. And so, but I worked with Raina, and she really was very supportive and walked me through the process, and we emailed back and forth. And, you know, she was really paramount in helping me figure out the ins and outs of something that was very new to me. So I think I started the process in 2023, and then I became an Infra member in May of 2024.
So as someone with a long history in healthcare, how has your perspective on community well-being influenced the way that you've built Bappa's Market, especially in how you serve the Chico community?
Yes. So I've been in healthcare in a myriad of different capacities for close to 30 years. And healthcare has always been important to me. Like I said, natural food stores and eating well and eating healthy and having the accessibility, especially in the region that we're in Northern California, we have a plethora of farmers and things so available, from walnuts and almonds to olive oils and amazing farms, is, you know, growing all kinds of seasonal goods. So I think being raised in a community like this and knowing that this is available and that there was nothing being served on this side of town, that really showcases local farmers and the plethora of abundance that we have in this area, really was a guiding force in getting me into the industry so that we could serve this community.
And what would you say is the most or one of the most valuable lessons you have learned in running your business?
Go with the flow. Just keep a positive attitude. Network. Reach out when there is a question. I have the utmost trust in the experts of whatever field it is that they are in. So I don't have a problem with saying, I don't understand this, or can you help me figure this out, or being educated by farmers about, you know, what's in season and when to pick your produce. I mean, there's so many things I have learned in the short amount of time that I've been doing this, but it's really to lean on your community and trust the process.
What is something you love or that excites you about the natural foods industry today?
Well, I love everything about it. I think the greatest thing is the customers, because everybody is in a good mood when they walk through the doors. They're excited to be in a new store that offers healthy options. I think people have been surprised. And so I love being able to have the ability to offer something in our community that is not only supporting the community at large, but also supporting our local farmers, artisans, because I do have a large section of not just natural foods, but I also have gifts and things like that. So that also supports the community.
So just to talk about products for a minute, do you have any fun local or unique products that you sell in your store that you want to share with us?
Well, I have a lot of unique local products. We carry fresh Kamina bread, which is delivered twice a week. I have local olive oil, I have local nuts. But I think the best thing about Bapa's is that we carry organic and sustainable wines from Amy Atwood. And she's a portfolio based in the Bay Area. And we really don't have that in Chico. So I think that does set us apart a little bit. What also sets us apart, though, is we house almost everything from organic meat sourced locally. I also source it from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and cheeses. We have the whole gamut from fresh produce to meats, cheeses, all your everyday staples, of course, that Infra and Kehi are able to orchestrate to natural wines. And then we also have a good grab-and-go section of local chefs that bring stuff almost every day. So we have sushi and wraps and burritos, lasagnas. So anyways, we kind of have the whole gamut of what you could find, like, say, in a bigger store, but it on a smaller level. I think that sets us apart.
And do you mind sharing the story behind the name of your store, Bapa's Market?
Bapa was my grandfather. That's what we called my grandfather. So he was an instrumental part of our family, and wholeheartedly believed in giving back to your community. And so the market is named after him.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Ashley. Before we go, is there anything else you would like to share with our audience?
So Bapa's Market is located in Chico, California, and we are a part of a new and up-and-coming development called Merriam Park. So we are pretty centrally located in Chico, California. Bapa's Market is on social media, and you can find us at bapasmarket.com. And then our handle for Instagram and Facebook is just Bapa's Market. We have a bright yellow and sometimes green logo. Our icons, if you go to the site, are a nasturtium, a tomato, and a salt crystal. So that being a nasturtium is edible, right? You can eat it in salads and things like that. Tomatoes are a staple in most people's diets as far as cooking goes, and of course, salt as well.
Thank you for tuning in to Common Roots. This episode has been made possible thanks to the hard work of Infra staff and Infra member contributors. To learn more about the retailers we serve, visit our retailer directory at naturalfoodretailers.com/retailer-directory.